Oh, this reminds me of being. Oh, this reminds me of kid, being a kid.
Being a kid.
Yeah, this is my childhood.
It's your jam.
Yeah,
this we'll is enjoy. It. Get you in the Friday feeling.
Yep.
On Highland Radio.
The Home Stretch is proudly sponsored by Manor Motors, your Opel dealer in Donegal. Trade up in 262 with a new modern Opel car or van with finance available from 0% and a 5-year warranty. Now is the time to drive in style and comfort in 2026 with a new Opel from Manor Motors, your local Opel dealer.
Attention Donegal, Derry and Tyrone. PD Bathrooms and Tiles are proud to unveil our newest and most stunning showroom in Lisfannan Business Park, Buncrana. Located right opposite the Northwest Golf Course, we offer unbeatable quality and incredible value. For 30 years, we've been the experts in total refits, stocking and serving as the sole agent for many top brands. Visit us today and transform your space with the finest bathroom and tile solutions. Telephone 93 95 884. PD Bathrooms and Tiles, where excellence meets value. Lisfannan Business Park, Buncrana, F93H10F.
This summer, head to the Townhouse Bar on Lower Main Street, Letterkenny. Catch all the live sport on the big screens, enjoy regular live music, and soak up the great atmosphere. Freshly transformed and ready to welcome you. The Townhouse Bar, Letterkenny. Come see for yourself.
From the first time they lose a...
Baby tooth, look, Dad.
Dad.
To the countless times they forget to mention their
ingredients for homework tomorrow.
Kids grow up fast. Luckily, at Tesco, we have back-to-school gear that grows with them, including trousers and skirts with adjustable hems and waists, so you can focus less on the cost and more on all this. Tesco. Every little helps. Available in the majority of larger stores.
Heading from Milford to Manchester or Buncrana to Boston? Pick up your dollar sterling or zloty with 0% commission at your local post office. Open 6 days a week. You can even sell back your leftover travel money for euros after your holiday. Visit your local post office today. AnPost Money. Making better happen. Terms and conditions apply. AnPost is authorised by the Minister for Finance to provide foreign currency cash. FX cash buyback available in selected post offices for purchase of selected notes only.
Ag ishke éireann thob Bartha Ionavegar vórnach an salóharti ishke a chosint, trí hárge ishke a úsvéadú, trí eisú chan sgeti, trí vanishtíocht brú agus trí varta ele. Agus muid galéir a buint soltas an tréifse adasa da aimsir he hirim, homid gúsáid níos mó ishke ná mars gnoch. Ha cuidúd iirin wifse freshen. Fog an píbán sa shed, cuid an skard na tóri latéav. Túrishkig sgeti, agus buin úsáid as ishke gukúramach. Tile olish o water.ie.
Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Geordie with 5:30 News on Highland Radio. Coming up on today's bulletin, the temporary reductions to excise cuts will continue until at least October, 6 months after they were first announced. The growing importance of the Donegal market is being highlighted as City of Derry Airport records the strongest passenger growth of any airport on the island of Ireland. A Midlands Northwest MEP has called on the Agriculture Minister to urgently open the fertiliser support scheme for farmers, and three of the funerals for the teenagers who died on Sunday's M9 crash have taken place today. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher has the latest in sport, Agus Tuirsiún, and Nuacht le Colm Fairter. The temporary reductions to excise cuts will continue until at least October, 6 months after they were first announced. The measures were passed in the Dáil on the 24th of March after the conflict in Iran caused prices at the pumps to skyrocket. They were extended in July after nationwide fuel protests, but were due to be phased out from the 1st of September. The Dáil is expected to be recalled next week after an incorporeal cabinet meeting takes place to agree the next steps. Following calls from the opposition to scrap the fuel cost increases, Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty has welcomed the move. However, he says Finance Minister and Taoiseach Simon Harris must ensure people are protected through both emergency measures and a long-term plan in the upcoming budget amid the ongoing cost of living crisis.
Measures like, you know, banning rent increases, tackling the insurance industry to make sure that the rip-off doesn't continue, to make sure that the large retailers are not price gouging. Also, the fact that energy companies are allowing electricity to be set by the price of gas, which isn't acceptable, and therefore pushing up prices on ordinary people. Sinn Féin have put a suite of measures forward that are about long-term reforms that would push down costs on people permanently, but we recognise that some of those reforms take a while to take effect, and that's why we need immediate solutions, also money in people's pockets, not only by just not increasing taxes, but actually by reducing taxes, by putting, making sure that people keep more money in their pocket and reducing costs. So that's really important, that there is an emergency measure in this budget that actually recognise the pressure that people are under.
Well, Fuels for Ireland is welcoming the news, but says it should never have to reach the brink of another fuel price crisis before the government listens. CEO Kevin McPartland says the lesson must be to engage with stakeholders earlier to help anticipate problems.
It seems to me that it was the most obvious decision in the world. So yes, we welcome it, but it's hardly surprising. And also, it's better late than never. You know, we've been talking about this for a number of weeks and saying that if wholesale fuel prices on global markets are so high, we can't really have the situation where the tax was going to put them put fuel prices back up where they were when it brought people out onto the streets in protest. It seems that the government only really started to pay attention when the risk of dramatic protests became very real. And I really regret that. I think it would be far more sensible for the government to listen to the reasonable, constructive, you know, solution focused stakeholders who are coming to them early and actually engage with us in real conversation. And I don't feel that that has really happened.
The growing importance of the Donegal market is being highlighted as the city of Derry Airport records the strongest passenger growth of any airport on the island of Ireland. Passenger numbers at the airport rose by 23% in June compared with the same month last year, according to Travel Extra. June passenger numbers were almost a third higher than the same month in 2019 before the pandemic. So far this year, the passenger numbers are up 16% compared with the first 6 months of last year. City of Derry Airport Managing Director Steve Frazier says the Donegal market is proving particularly interesting.
But there's a really strong desire in the northwest to use your local airports, and particularly City of Derry. As we grow the route network, we have the benefit of having the Donegal market as well as the whole northwest through Derry and Strabane right through Causeway Coast and Glens. And with EasyJet coming on board for the first time ever about a year and a half ago, and their routes and increasing the frequency to places like Liverpool, Edinburgh and Birmingham, it's really helped the passenger numbers.
Like a build it and they will come sort of idea, and people show confidence by not going to the major capitals where the bigger airports are and doing that.
Yeah, very much so. I think the Donegal market in particular is really interesting. If we don't have it out of Derry airports, people are actually going on to Dublin. They're not using the Belfast airports, and that's something EasyJet have seen as a real strength for a market share that they weren't having. So the more that EasyJet are doing, particularly out of City of Derry, it's preventing people having to go the whole way to Dublin, and we're really benefiting from that.
And that's a major collaborator to have on board as well. And the strength that you can show here, you've hard figures now, you can develop from this position of strength, can't you?
Oh yeah, very much so. As I said, we're hoping for even stronger growth next year. I don't want to get too optimistic, but I imagine at least another 25% growth next year, and that's going to be massively helped by the new Derry to Dublin PSO route.
A Midlands Northwest MEP has called on the Agriculture Minister to urgently open the fertiliser support scheme for farmers. The scheme provides €15 million of EU funding in support to offset fertiliser purchase costs, which can be expanded with national funding of up to 200%. Ciarán Mullooly claims the government are not being proactive and are waiting for a PR opportunity to announce the supports, which he claims will only see fertiliser costs increase more in the meantime. Mr Mullooly says it's a time-sensitive issue.
The European Agriculture Commissioner, Christoph Hansen, argued at European Commission level for a support scheme to allow farmers to subvent the cost of fertiliser. Fertiliser costs have gone up by over 70% in the last 12 months, and farmers are hurting at the moment. Last year they stocked up before the price went up. This year the price has already escalated. But the Commissioner got an allocation to subvent the price. In Ireland's case, it was €15 million, and the Commission said that the Irish government could add to that with a further subvent of 200%. So effectively, we've got clearance from Europe to allocate something in the region of €45 million towards fertiliser subvention. Yet the Irish government has done nothing. Now, last week, I've heard reports that they're waiting until the ploughing championship in September to announce the subvention for farmers. The reality is the price would have gone up even more at that stage. It'll be 80% of a hike. Are they waiting for another hike in the price? So I'm appealing to the Minister to move and act quickly now. There are €60 million left in the fuel subvention scheme that apparently hasn't been used. I think you should allocate that €30 million immediately, add it to the €15 million from Europe, and bring savings to farmers who are in a desperate situation.
And you have criticised the government for not being proactive in that way, for waiting for PR opportunities. Do you think that's fair when the Minister increased payments available to farmers facing drought conditions today?
The reality of the situation is that farmers, particularly in the south of Ireland, have been hit with the drought. And in the northern half of the country, it is not as acute an issue. But on both sides of the country, there's one thing they need to get going with now as the rain starts again, and that's fertilizer. They need to get the fertilizer out if they're going to be able to save on fodder next winter.
Meanwhile, new farm supports have been announced to combat the damage to crops and fields caused by the warm weather. The changes have been announced for a range of farm schemes, with regulations also updated to allow the early mowing of certain land. Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden says it will help farmers deal with drought conditions.
So the changes today to the agri-environmental measures brings forward the date at which farmers can go in onto buffer strips and land to mow for forage should the weather change here now. So it is an increased flexibility to aid and support our farmers.
Swimmers can return to almost all of the Donegal beaches affected by a temporary swimming restriction this week. Six of the seven beaches placed under the advisory have now been given the all clear, with Ladies Bay and Buncrana the only remaining location affected. Bundoran and Fintrip were cleared this afternoon following the lifting of restrictions at Downings, Lisfannan, Rathmullen and Port Salon earlier this morning. The temporary measure was introduced on Tuesday due to forecast heavy rainfall, which can increase the risk of pollution from surface water runoff. The three-day restriction was expected to end across the board today. Three of the funerals for the teenagers who died in Sunday's M9 crash have taken place today. Five teenagers died when the car they were travelling in, which was being driven in the wrong direction, collided head-on with another vehicle. Reporter Barry White has more.
The funeral of 16-year-old Alex McCarthy took place in Carlow Town this afternoon. Hundreds attended the service, with his coffin carried by a horse-drawn carriage and accompanied by a number of horse and traps to the local graveyards. The Garda Public Order Unit maintained a presence outside the Holy Family Church in Aske, while the Garda helicopter hovered overhead. In Athy this morning, 15-year-old Joe Carthy, the youngest of the five who died, was laid to rest amid a large Garda presence. Both funerals passed off without incidents. Meanwhile, 17-year-old Camille Pushtowski was mourned at a low-key period of repose in Limerick before his cremation earlier today.
Meanwhile, a vigil is being held in Carlow this evening for the four people who were injured in the M9 crash. Three women and a seven-year-old boy remain in hospital in a serious condition following the collision. Members of the community will gather at St Clair's Church in Grey Cullen from 6:30 to show the report. Parish priest Father John Dunphy says it's about coming together at a difficult time.
We're inviting the community to come together because there's always a show of strength in a community. To think of the three young ladies and the young boy who is still in hospital and who need our prayers, and the family need our support. So people are coming along, and we do it through prayer, through music, through slides, through light.
In Donegal, there's over 26,800 pension recipients. That's according to figures released by the Department of Social Protection. With more, here's Ryan Brawley.
Of the 26,871 people receiving a pension benefit, the majority received the contributory state pension at 15,605. Meanwhile, 7,425 people received the non-contributory state pension. A further 3,819 received the bereaved partner's contributory pension, formerly known as the widow's pension. Only 22 people received the bereaved partner's pension death benefit, which applies when the deceased passed away as a result of a work-related injury. Only one bereaved partner's pension can be claimed at a time.
It's just coming up to 5:42 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher has all the latest in sport after these. It's 6:45 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thank you, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Finn Harps and Derry City are both back in action in the SSC Electricity League this evening. Harps have had a week off and will be hoping to halt their run of five straight First Division defeats with a result at home to Cove Ramblers tonight. Cove are fifth in the table and still have promotion ambitions on the cards, while struggling Finn Harps are bottom and well out of contention to go up. Former captain Declan Boyle says Cove will certainly fancy their chances against Patrick McElhinney's side this evening.
We've played them three times. We drew in the first one down in Cove and we've lost twice since that. So Cove will probably think that they have a chance of getting 3 points in Fun Park. So they'll be obviously gunning for 3 points. But it's an opportunity, obviously, at home for Patrick and the team to put in a good performance. But probably, hopefully, have a few players back after not playing last week. So that gives us a chance to any players that were carrying wee knocks to be available for the match on Friday night. So, yeah, listen, he's probably looking to obviously get off another start for us, another 3 points for him, and an opportunity to move up the table a wee bit.
Jeremy Doherty will have live updates here on Highland from the 7:45 kickoff this evening. Elsewhere, Kerry hosts UCD, Treaty meet leaders Cork City, and Athlone are in the southeast to face Wexford. In the Premier Division, Derry City travel to Dalymount Park to take on third place Bohemians. Drogheda place in Pats, Dundalk are at home to Galway, and Sligo face Waterford in a massive game in the relegation battle. In the Irish League Premiership tonight, Ballymena United play Glentoran and Linfield take on Cliftonville. Both of those games are at 7:45. The English Premier League returns tonight as champions Arsenal begin the defence of their title against newly promoted Coventry City. Mikel Arteta's side are favourites to retain the trophy after strengthening their squad with the signings of Ezra Konsa, who completed a £51 million move from Aston Villa today, and Bruno Guimaraes from Newcastle this summer. Arsenal fans gathering outside the Emirates Stadium are confident their side can make it back-to-back league titles.
I'm buzzed, to be honest. I think a lot of pressure is lifted off their shoulders now.
The team did so well last year, I believe. We've got the depth, we've got the players, we've got the manager. We're in prime position, man. I think we're the team to beat.
We are going to win this Premier League again.
Kickoff at the Emirates tonight is at 8 o'clock. In transfer news, Tottenham have agreed a fee of £85 million to buy Savinho from Manchester City. They'll pay an initial £75 million, but there could be add-ons. And Aston Villa have signed Aaron Wan-Bissaka from West Ham on loan, and that could lead to a permanent move. Well, it's a massive weekend at home for Cockhill Celtic after knocking reigning FAI Junior Cup champions Fairview Rangers out last Sunday. The Inishowen side hoached Coachford of Cork in the last eight of the competition this weekend. Peter Doherty has won it all with Cockhill, including the FAI Junior Cup back in 2024, and the experienced centre-half is looking forward to a huge occasion at the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Grounds.
It's massive. I was just thinking that I don't think we've ever had a draw quarter-final or above at home. We're usually always tripping down the road to Dublin or Cork or wherever, so it's great to bring a draw of that calibre to Cockhill.
We'll have updates from the Cockhill game on Sunday here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock. In golf, a short time ago, Rory McIlroy was 7 under par overall through 7 holes of his second round at golf's BMW Championship. The Masters winner started the day in a joint tie for the lead in Missouri and is now one shot off the leaders Michael Thorbjørnsen and JJ Spaun. In Gaelic games, after 6 successful years, Gerard Donnelly has stepped down from his role as Tyrone Minor football manager. During his tenure, he guided Tyrone to 4 Ulster Minor titles, 3 All-Ireland Minor finals, and most memorably, All-Ireland Minor glory in 2025. Gorchian clubman Jamie McNulty will now take over from Donnelly as Tyrone Minor boss. What is round 3 this weekend of the Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Senior Football Championship? We'll have live coverage from 4 key games this weekend here on Highland. Glenswilly against Killy Beggs, Niamh Connell's meeting with Termin, Downing's trip to Dunloe, and Gidore against Sean McCools. We'll also bring you the draw for round 4 of the Michael Murphy Sports Senior Football Championship. That will take place after the 6 o'clock news on Sunday evening. In motorsport, George Russell has claimed pole position for tomorrow's sprint race ahead of the Dutch Grand Prix. The Mercedes driver qualified fastest ahead of Lando Norris, with Charles Leclerc third at Zandvoort. Russell is 9 points behind second place Lewis Hamilton in the World Drivers' Championship. And finally for this evening, the National Community Games finals for athletics and soccer will be held in Carlow this weekend. Donegal will be well represented with a long list of competitors in the track and field events, and Milford's under 12 boys soccer team will also represent Donegal and Ulster across the weekend. That is all from the sports desk for today, but don't forget to tune in later for live updates from the Finharps game from 7:45. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark Ogathanish. And Nuked Le Colm Ferriter.
Shaver Mahas a Colm Ferriter and Shalin the Brief Skelty. Shul Cartland TG Cahar and Chas Bantas Fisha Sul Shear Scannan Dorku and Arakland Gidor and Ye. Con Comoru a Yenav Hihir Alianta and Leri Hora Telefisha Marin Shoiga. Fridge a colocked lerachan scan and doorhu, Larry Marin and Ul Amid Srihana August Claraha the TG Cahar, in a mask Claraha Fashnisha Cossala Clanas door August and Swilly. Mark Hodgden Okaj Chaspanu and Clar Clanas door, Fin Group of Kailul Clanad, August Mirina on Trikul Kosh Laha, a half a do and on a Kosh Laha Dun Lihit, Stanlihiji. The Tarhi Nahar Testia Falsi Himajin and you. Hannig sé chun tolas nár nearna duine a scá ceartar a hug aid on Ardhashtam Liana in Scrudu Gilliga. Gerer Figuri at her carta or foiligan commission the Scrudu Hustach, ni were fihis a quig fingid the Galti in Taru don Gilliga and Liana. Ardiha o fihis a car fingid the Galti nah nyarna in Scrudu Gilliga son Ardhashtam Nuri. August Bay Kyol, August Coulter, Nangale, a Gallery were reached again Picnic Electra and Liana, a Crean the Fela, Chonskin of the Hodge Connor Nigilliga. Eg filiu er an eile chol is mo in eirin. Ta an lahar geltag ta arashtim liana kom mai leis an arden geilige an col chol an schedule am liana sa be maskan spragul de choltri ahanta agus choltri at a chard con kin agus be chol geila agus chol tradition ta le chlosta er an stach a kom mai agus be ga chol conam eile an arden a ta na sonriha le fogart. Shin Mahodsha, Eli Gullier, Slan August Bannock.
Thanks, Colm. Looking now to the weather forecast, a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers. The showers will die off from the north through this evening, with moderate northerly breezes. Dry for most of tonight, with a mix of cloud and clear spells and just the odd light shower possible. That's with lowest temperatures of 6 to 10 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main headlines. The temporary reductions to excise cuts will continue until at least October, 6 months after they were first announced. The measures were passed in the Dáil on the 24th of March after the conflict in Iran caused prices at the pumps to skyrocket. They were extended in July after nationwide fuel protests, but were due to be phased out from the 1st of September. The growing importance of the Donegal market is being highlighted as the city of Derry Airport records the strongest passenger growth of any airport on the island of Ireland. Passenger numbers at the airport rose by 23% in June compared with the same month last year, according to Travel Extra. June passenger numbers were almost a third higher than the same month in 2019 pre-pandemic. A Midlands Northwest MEP has called on the Agriculture Minister to urgently open the fertiliser support scheme for farmers. The scheme provides €15 million of EU funding in support to offset fertiliser purchase costs, which can be expanded with national funding of up to 200%. Ciarán Mullally claims the government's not being proactive and are waiting for a PR opportunity to announce the supports, which he claims will only see fertiliser costs increase more in the meantime. And finally, three of the funerals for the teenagers who died on Sunday's M9 crash have taken place today. Five teenagers died when the car they were travelling in, which was in the wrong direction, collided head-on with another vehicle. That's all for now from the newsroom. We'll have more again at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, August the 21st. The death has occurred of Roisin Ward, Ardilaun, Main Street, Stranorler. Reposing at McCool's Funeral Home, Ballybuffet, tomorrow and Sunday from 6 p.m. until Rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral leaving from there on Monday at 10:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 a.m. Interment in Stranorler Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Patient's Comfort Fund, Brindley Manor Nursing Home, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Michael Melly of Melly's Cafe, Main Street, Killybegs. Reposing at McBrearty's Funeral Home, Killybegs, from 7:15 p.m. until 9 p.m. today, with Rosary at 9 p.m. and reposing tomorrow from 1 p.m. until 7 p.m. Removal from his residence on Sunday for 11 a.m. funeral mass in St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live at mcn.live. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Mary Patricia Cunningham, Mary Teresa, Nate Doherty, Master, Muff Road, Culdaff. Mary's remains will repose at the home of her son and daughter-in-law, Matt and Denise Cunningham, Trescullion, from 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. this evening, and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for funeral mass at 10:30 in St. Patrick's Church, Auchaclay, followed by interment in Bochan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please, and donations in lieu, if desired, to Alone or Vision Ireland, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Danny Bradley, 8 St Oliver's Avenue, Buncrana. Danny is reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. House private from 10 o'clock tonight, with family and close friends only, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The death has occurred of Sean Earley, Whitney, Oxfordshire, England, and Mullinard Glenties. Sean's remains will repose at Shovelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield Ardra, tomorrow afternoon from 2:30 until 5:30 p.m. Removal from the funeral home on Sunday morning at 10 past 10, going to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Patrick Paddy Kelly, Figgart, Ruffoe. His remains are reposing at his home until 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church Convoy for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the family plot in the old cemetery. House private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St Joseph's Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Michael Mickey Bonner, Galwally, Clohan, Donegal. Mickey's remains will arrive at the Church of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, at 6 o'clock this evening for reception prayers, reposing until Rosary at 9 p.m. Requiem Mass will take place at 11 a.m. tomorrow, followed by interment in Kilwarra Cemetery, Glenfinn. The death has taken place of Kathleen Donaghy, née Harkin, late of Carrickane Road, Craig Ban, Cloddy, County Derry, and formerly of Loch Ash. Reposing at her brother Thomas's home, 3 Loch Ash Road, Ahabrack, with family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight. A bus will be provided from Loch Ash Primary School to the Wake House nearby. Funeral tomorrow, leaving her brother's home at 10:20 for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ahabrack. Interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Diabetes UK, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors, Dungiven. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.